So 10 in a row Waterford champions Ballygunner start their Munster adventure against Cork champion Sarsfields on Sunday in Welsh Park. It will be our George Corbett Skoda big match here on WLR. Join Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy for live coverage from 1:15. Well, last week I caught up with Gunners attacker Pádraig Mahony at the launch of the AIB Club Championships and asked him firstly about how they celebrated that historic 10 in a row.
Well, Thomas, yeah, I suppose it was a couple of good days. Obviously, back to the local pubs around the area, and we gave them all a good twist there for 2 or 3 days. So, yeah, it's nice, I suppose, having that break where we were able to kind of switch off completely and, I suppose, relax and kind of just take it all in. And, yes, we were able to get away for a few days of golf as well. So, I suppose that's the one luxury I'll have in the 8 week gap.
And how soon after that win over De La Salle, Pádraig, were you back on the training field?
I think we took, was it 10 or 11 days off from us, just to, I suppose, kind of recharge, and then we were back on the field. So, yeah, kind of nearly going back into almost like a little mini pre-season for a couple of weeks there, and obviously trying to fine-tune it on tactically and skill-based as well as the S&C. So, we got a nice block of work done now over the last couple of weeks.
Just going back to that county final, Pádraig, your goal before half-time was really crucial that day. I don't think anybody was expecting that flick over Jake Dillon's head. Is it something that you've tried before?
Probably wasn't expecting it myself, to be honest. just one of them things, spur of the moment. You kind of just, I think I was saying to the last time I seen a bit of space in behind, so I was like, may go for this. But yeah, it's just one of them things, I suppose. It's not something that I'd be encouraging anyone to be trying, but it's grand if it comes off. But if it didn't come off, I suppose it would have looked like a right fool. So, but yeah, thankfully it did.
Does the novelty ever wear off, Pádraig, winning county titles in Waterford?
No, I suppose is the short answer. I suppose you kind of have just 365 days, I suppose, since the last county final. And I suppose the feeling that you kind of have in the aftermath and the few days, kind of you kind of bottle that feeling and you kind of want to relive it again then the following year. And I suppose for us, we're kind of fortunate enough that there's a lot of younger lads who are coming in who might be winning their first or second county title, so they're as hungrier than they've ever been, and they're kind of the guys who are ultimately driving the standards, driving the trainings, and it makes it easier then for maybe some of the older lads then to kind of follow suit and row in behind them.
Is that 2013 county final loss to Passage always somewhere in the back of your minds, Pádraig, when you're going into a final like that?
I suppose it probably is. I suppose any loss you kind of have to take your learnings from it. And, you know, that was probably the biggest kind of learning curve for us was probably that particular game. And it wasn't even, it was, I suppose, you know, even just from structural kind of stability within our defence and trying to close out a game, different things like that, we would have obviously taken huge learnings for. But I suppose, you know, ultimately it's a 63 or 64 minute game, and you have to go right from the start to the end. And if you take your foot off the gas at any particular stage, you know, good teams will find a way to break you down, and that's what happened that day. So, yeah, it's, I suppose we've since that, we've obviously kicked on, but numerous different factors, I suppose, are driving it all. And as I said, there's probably a nice blend between the youth and the experience there now at the moment. That's certainly one of the key factors.
What will Sarsfields bring to the table for this Munster quarterfinal, Pádraig?
Yeah, we've probably played them a few times in the last couple of years in challenge matches to us. And, you know, they've been ultra competitive games and never much of a puck of a ball in it at the end. And, you know, they'll be asking different questions of us from, I suppose, you know, they have a lot of speed within their team, so I'm sure they'll be running a lot of ball. And again, like ourselves, I suppose they have a nice blend between the younger lads as well and some of the older lads who are kind of, you know, steadying the ship. And we obviously know a lot of them from college days and the UCC as well. So it's going to be a huge task for us. But I suppose it's one that we're really looking forward to. And, you know, we've been able to probably, not knowing who we're playing, we were able to probably just focus on ourselves for maybe 5 or 6 weeks and just get some quality work in. But now that we have the opposition in front of us, we can start doing a bit of analysis on that and try and bring it all together then for a, you know, obviously a big performance in Sunday week.
Back at the start of the year, Pádraic, you announced your retirement from inter-county hurling. Why did you decide to take the decision to step away?
I suppose numerous factors, really. The most, you know, I suppose I've been doing it for a long time, and if you can't give 100% to it, you know, you're only fooling yourself, but you're also fooling your teammates. And for me, as you know now with the inter-county, it's you have to be all in or all out, and there's no in between. And if you're falling somewhere in between that, you probably need to start asking yourself the question. And I suppose maybe, and you know, obviously the club season's going pretty long with Ballygunner, was but maybe one factor. I suppose if maybe a few injuries too, not using excuses, but I suppose mentally maybe they were just taking their toll on me a bit as well. And I suppose the other things in life too, to most, that I kind of wanted to start prioritizing and give more time to. And yeah, I'm pretty content with the decision, I have to say.
Well, what are the other things now that you're able to give more time to, Pádraic, since you've stepped back?
I suppose
the
you're
county.
Thinking of your career, you're thinking of, you know, obviously I built a house and plan on starting a family and whatnot. So you're kind of tied down with a few other things. But even from another sport or a sport inside too, to most, like even just being able to kind of go off and enjoy a round of golf with my friends and still be able to kind of switch into that kind of team environment then when it comes back to the club. And I suppose instead of being, you know, full on for 12 months of the year, be full on for 6 months of the year and be able to kind of balance your life around that. And I've been kind of happy enough that that's, you know, what I thought would be has panned out over the last, say, 12 months.
Yeah, I think our listeners, Pádraic, can really understand where you're coming from in that regard. What does your work involve at the moment?
It's actually not too bad at the moment. I also started a new job there in February this year. So it's an American company. So they're setting up operations here in Europe and in Ireland. So it's almost like a new startup. So I suppose I'm deep in with that now at the moment and trying to get the business off the ground. So it's an exciting time to be involved with the company.
Yeah, we wish you all the best with that, Pádraic. And like when you look back on your days with Waterford, what was your favourite game that you ever played in?
I suppose, look, there's been great days. I think looking as far back as even the, I know it's like it's the big difference between league and championship and that, but I suppose the National League in, was it 2015 that we won against Cork in Thurles, I suppose it was, for us, it was our first taste of silverware, and ultimately it proved to be nearly almost the last, but that day was kind of pretty special because we had a really bad year the year before, I suppose, and Derek made some big calls, you know, got rid of, I suppose he moved on a lot of the lads who had been there for a number of years previously, and it was probably a bit of a big risk. And I think that was kind of the moment where us as kind of maybe 22 or 23-year-olds kind of, we had no choice but to kind of step up and take on maybe that little bit extra responsibility or bit of leadership that was needed. And I suppose that was the kind of first sign that we were kind of going places as a team. So I'd say that day was probably the one, obviously because there was a bit of silverware at the end of it. But yeah, like any day that you're kind of going to Croke Park with your county and there's, you know, whether it's 40, 50, 60 or 80,000 people with inside all shouting on Waterford, you know, they're obviously, they were really great days to be a part of. But I suppose the time comes in where you just need to, you know, you have to just park and move on. And obviously now you're on the other side of the fence where you're just, you know, rolling in behind the lads and supporting the team. And yeah, so it's different, but I have to say it's enjoyable as well.
How did you find that experience this year, Pádraic, of going up and supporting Waterford from the stands?
I suppose, you know, you get to the stage where you kind of, if you're not willing to be put in the 5 or 6 months of prep to go into, or you don't physically and mentally think you're able to do it, then I think it makes the games a lot easier. And for me, I certainly knew that, you know, what the lads were putting, I know what the lads were obviously putting into it and that I wouldn't have been able to match that. So when it came to the days then, obviously, yeah, of course you want to be out on the pitch on Munster Championship Day, but the reality is I knew myself I wasn't able to you know, do what was necessary. So I was, you know, just really just like another Waterford supporter, I have to say, at the games. And I suppose that was kind of the true sign to me that I'd made the right decision in stepping away, and that I was able to go to all the games and kind of just, you know, fully support, you know, the Waterford players, like the people who are sitting around me. So it's, but yeah, I'm looking forward now. Obviously, this year, hopefully we can, I suppose there was finished the season well last year. So hopefully we can progress again this year. And I suppose, you know, everyone that the lads were working on last year, they'll be 1 year more further on in terms of the development of that. So hopefully we'll hit the ground running now in 2024.
You've touched on it a couple of times, Páraic, like the level of commitment that's involved now at Intercounty. Like, how does the workload now compare to when you started back in 2011?
Yeah, obviously, it depends on where you're at yourself in your life as well, in terms of like the how much you kind of let it build up. Like obviously when you're kind of 18, 19, you're kind of free going and you're just whatever is put in front of you, you just do it, and you're like a sponge trying to soak up as much information as possible from whether it's the experienced players or the management or whoever. And you're maybe, you know, your balance maybe outside of life is with college and whatnot, you can kind of give it the full attention that it needs. But then I suppose every year there's new challenges there. And when you see the likes of Limerick doing what they're doing, like, you know, every other team is probably saying, well, we need to raise the bar. We need to do a little bit more than Limerick. And so then ultimately it starts to, you know, it's 24/7 at that stage. And I think physically it's one side, the most where you might be training 3 days a week, you have a couple of gym sessions, but then yeah, obviously you have your diet side of things, so that needs to be obviously 100% as well. But then mentally, I suppose you're switched on 24/7 too. And I suppose that's probably one of the parts that I found maybe most difficult over the last number of years is you know, trying to kind of find a balance where I could actually switch off and down tools almost, where you can, whether that's, you know, going for a walk or doing whatever you have to do to try and switch off. I just found that very tough in the last couple of years, and then ultimately it gets too much. So but yeah, I think Limerick are obviously raising the standards now even further, and I think it's just only going to keep driving other teams to go above and beyond in terms of what needs to be put into it in terms of time, but also the resources and effort and whatnot.
You mentioned switching off, Páraic. What's your golf handicap like at the moment?
Down to 6.4 now at the moment, Austin.
Wow.
Hopefully next year now we can get down a little bit lower. But there's a highly competitive group. I was from the Ballygunner lads, all members out in Fate, like, so yeah, every weekend there's plenty of slagging going on in the WhatsApp and whatnot. So, but there's a few lads down now, a little low into the single figure, so I've a lot of work to do to catch up with them.
Yeah, which other Ballygunner players are in single figures, Páraic?
Well, Brian O'Sullivan is down at scratch, I suppose, but he packed into hurling, what was it, 2018 or 2019, so he's had plenty of time to work on it.
Yeah.
Then Billy O'Keefe is down, he's low enough as well, he's around 4 or 5, and Philip is down around 3 or 4 as well. So and then there's a kind of a crew that's then coming behind him, so hopefully we can close the gap.
Great stuff. Just a final one, Páraic, the surface in the new Welsh Park is like a golf course, you could say. What do you make of the redevelopment work that's happened over the last little while?
Yeah, it's fantastic, I have to say. You know, we were even only commenting on it. I was in at an under 14 game there a few weeks ago, and I was sitting in the stand, and you know, the feeling you get in Welsh Park now, it's similar to what like you have in Páraic Cuíve with the pitch and the railings and all that kind of stuff. So it's done really well, I have to say. And you know, it's just, you'd be excited to get in there now next summer for the Munster Championship games with Waterford and get back on home turf there. And I suppose just hopefully now we can continue with phase. I know there's a couple of different phases planned, and hopefully we can drive on now and, you know, it's make it into a state-of-the-art facility. That, and I know people will say all capacity is everything, but if you have a 15,000-20,000 seater stadium, you know, with all the different amenities around it, I think it'll be a really fantastic venue for the South East.
Well, Ballygunner forward Páraic Mahony, pleasure to chat to you as always, Páraic, and all the best in the Munster Club Championship.
Cheers, Tomás.
The ball is through to Desi from the sideline. Yes. Oh, well saved the side by Sean O'Brien. Look to set the score on 27 and a half minutes. Long ball, Bok through behind the defence. In went Desi in the 1-on-1. You'll put your house on it. But Sean O'Brien put his body there, got his hurley there. What a save by Sean O'Brien. He's done it in the semi, now he's done it in the final. Brilliant save on 27 and a half minutes. But Páraic Mahony now has gone away from Jake Dillon. His options outside him, takes it shot. Back of the net by Páraic Mahony. The man who's trying to win his 10th medal here, missed one of the years with the finals with a bad injury. He's come back. He might have set up his new company. He might have had a lot of pressure off the field. That was coolness personified. Got away from Jake Dillon, stuck it in the back of the net. Páraic at his very best.
Oh, look, you know, that was sumptuous. You know, Pádraig Manny, after Desi, you missing the goal opportunity, the ball broke out to Pádraig Manny. You'd expect him just to tap it over the bar just to get something out of it. But no, he dinked the ball over Jake Dillon, ran round him. You know, it opened up in front of him. And when he got the opportunity, again, he hit it low into the ground, bounced it into net. That could be the game there, Kieran.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.